In our previous year, we spoke of the Bir of the Ramban, how the Ramban puts together the five different Nevi'im that speak about Melchemes Goig u'Magog, Yoel, Zechariah, Yirmiah, Yeshayah, and Daniel. And today we're going to learn the explanation of the Abarbanel. But before we learn the explanation of the Abarbanel, just 2 minutes about the Abarbanel, who he was, and when did he live. His name was Rabbi Yitzchok Abarbanel. He lived a fascinating life. One of the most unique Yidden that lived. He was born in Portugal to a very wealthy family. And he got involved, obviously, in Torah and Avodah. But he had a natural affinity and connection to business. And he became like the finance minister of the King of Portugal. One of the highest positions. But like many things that happened in Europe at the time, kingdoms came and went. And one king was deposed by the next king. So he had to leave and he moved to Spain. And once again in Spain, he became also a very high finance minister, extremely close to the famous King Ferdinand. Who was King Ferdinand? He's the one that eventually expels the Yidden from the famous Spanish expulsion in 1492. The Abarbanel, he worked very hard and he offered a lot of money to postpone or to negate the expulsion, but it didn't help. They were under the influence of the Inquisition. And everyone was given a choice that they either leave, and they leave their money and everything, or they stay and convert. And he left everything. He went with the Yidden. He left all his wealth. And again, another country had to leave. And he keeps on wandering, and he ends up in Venice. And wherever he goes, he's Matzliach, and he works on the behalf of Klal Yisrael. And while in the middle of his travels, businesses and everything, he has the ability to write some of the most amazing Sfarim. And he has very strong Sfarim on Mashiach. And especially the Sefer Yeshua's Mashichoi. Because he also lived in the time of the Yidden, you know, getting kicked out of countries and a lot going on. So he really worked to be Mechazik, the Emuna, and the Emuna in Mashiach. So with this background, we can go and understand who he was, and now we're going to learn how he explains and how he puts together, coordinates the different Nevi'im that speak about Moshiach and the Melchemes Goig u'Magog. According to him, we are dealing with a different type of world war. A war that's going to be dominated by Christians and Muslims. It's a whole different type of war, according to the Abarbanel. According to him, when the first war, where it speaks about in the Nevi'im, in Daniel, about this northern king, is talking about a Christian king. And this Christian king is going to try to conquer a Muslim country, Eretz HaYishma'elim. A Muslim country. Included in the Muslim countries are different lands, including Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by many Muslim nations. So while this northern Christian king, it's like the Crusades, they're going to conquer these countries, they're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Now Eretz Yisrael obviously is also very near and dear to the Christian religion, Lahavdil, because the Yoshke is there, and it's the center of where they come from as well. And Yidden are going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and the Christians are going to come and pretty much annihilate many of the Muslim countries. They're going to be a total destruction of the Muslim countries. And the Christians are going to dominate the world. and they're going to be ruling the world for about 9 months. They're going to be in complete domination of the world. At the end of that era, the Muslims are going to wake up. They're going to, at the end of the day, there's millions and billions of Muslims, and they're going to they're going to come, and they're going to want to stick up for their brothers, so to speak, that were just killed by the Christians. So they're going to come from the east and the north, which is basically Iran and these countries, Iran and other countries in Asia and Africa. There are a lot of Muslim nations there as well. And there's different types of Muslims. There's Sunni Muslims, Shiite Muslims. But at the end of the day, they're Allah Muslims. And there's going to be another major conflict between the Muslims and the Christians, the second war of the Muslims and the Christians. The first war is when the Christians come and, you know, conquer one group of Muslims. And now when the other Muslims are going to come to conquer the Christians, there's going to be another big war and altercation. And once again, the Christians are going to be victorious. While this is all going on, and many of them are pretty much killing each other, it's like a world war where the Goyim are killing each other, Hashem then is going to have his main nekama on the Goyim. This is what the Psukim say in Yecheskel, that the Eibusher is going to pour down gofris, like tar. In Parshas Vayeda, our Parsha, we learn about gofris v'melach sreifa kolartza. We learn about how the Eibusher turns over the cities of Stoim and Amoira, how it's complete. We have these big cities which are going to be completely, well, the Eibusher completely destroyed, which, interestingly, there is an interesting medrash on the Pasuk Matsasi David Avdi, referring to Mashiach, says, I found my servant David. And the medrash asks, where was he lost that he had to be found? What do you mean, you found him? He was never lost. So the Medrash says, Matsosi b'stoim. I found Mashiach in Stoim. Because we know Mashiach comes from Rus, who comes from Moav, who comes from Loit, the whole story of Stoim. The Eibishter has to hide Mashiach amongst the nations of the world, because obviously such a special neshama has to be hidden. So Mashiach has a very, very interesting yichus, the shilas all over. You know, was the convert, was Moav allowed to be a convert? And was his, David HaMelech, there was issues, people thought that he was an illegitimate child. Wherever you go into the yichus of Mashiach, you find a very, very difficult yichus. And that's because the Eibishter has to hide the neshama of Mashiach, because the klipa is on search looking for Mashiach to prevent him from coming. So the Eibishter hides him, like Mendel Futava said, that when he was in jail, and there were people playing cards, and every time the guards came in to take away the cards, they couldn't find them. He says, where were they? They hid the cards in the pockets of the guards. They were pickpocketers, so they know how to put things in and out. They would never search their own pockets. So the Eibishter hides Mashiach in the pockets of the klipa, in Stoim, in Moav, in all these places. That's where Mashiach is hidden. And being that Mashiach is hidden in these places, that's why he's able to take Yidden out of Golos, which, Derech Agav, I say, is one of the reasons, Derech Efsher, why the Friedrich Rebbe insisted that the Rebbe go to university. Because when people are looking for a Mashiach, they're going to checking all the yeshivas. The klipa is trying to stop all the yeshivas. They're trying to get finding him in one of these big yeshivas. Couldn't find him. Not in Lubavitch, nowhere. They never thought to check the Sorbonne and all these universities in Europe. You know, the war was going on. They were trying to find this Mashiach everywhere. But the Friedrich Rebbe hid them in these the biggest klippas of the university, besides the Dira B'Tachtoinim and everything. But Mashiach has to be hidden. Who would have thought that Mashiach will be college educated? But you know who else was college educated? Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in the College of Paroi. The Goyel Shel Yisrael are hidden in the most interesting places. But anyways, while this is all going on, and the Goyim, the Muslims are killing the Christians, and the Christians are killing the Goyim, so then the Yidden, which are in Eretz Yisrael, are going to fight with the Goyim, with the Christians, and then they're going to be knocked out, they're going to have a big Mapola, and then at that point, when they destroy L'maki Mitzrayim B'v'chayreim, while they're busy killing each other, that's when all of a sudden they're all going to realize whoever is left, the godless and the amazing of the Eibishter, and of Klal Yisrael, and of Melech Yisrael, that's the tkufa of Bayim Hu'i Hashem Echad U'Shmai Echad. So if you want to summarize the sheet of the Barbanel, again, that most of these wars that are talked about in the Nevi'im are wars between Goyim. The original war between the Christians and the Yishmaelim, where they conquer Eretz Yisrael. Then the second war between the Yishmaelim, when they try to come back and retake the land and the lives of the Christians, and that war that's going to be together. So this is the main shita, the way the Abarbanel goes through the Nevi'im.